Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It ain't the left side or the right side, and it must be the fin side. It ain't the left side or the right side.
Hey, Dolphins fans. Paul, welcome back to On the Fin Side. Paul here. I am without my partner in crime today, Brian Cat Catanzaro. He is on vacation with his lovely wife. And yes, this is going to look a little different this week. I know we're not on Saturday morning. We're doing this here on Sunday morning. But yeah, we got a big matchup today. Miami takes on the Indianapolis Colts, who are reeling right now. Tons of injuries to get through. Let's go ahead and dive into those real quick, guys that are ruled out for the Colts. Kwity Paye will not be in this game. All-Pro guard Quentin Nelson is out as well. On top of that, you are going to see Braden Smith out. Darius Leonard is going to play today. Hey, what's up, Alexis? What's up, Scummy? It is a big one. It is Shula Day. Dolphins are going to wear the best uniforms ever. You are correct. The retros. But yeah, no, like this is a reeling Colts team as it is. And they're battling tremendous number of injuries. Rocky Sin will not play in this game. On top of that, couple guys in their secondary are out as well. So Miami should be able to throw the ball against this team that already allowed, I think, 9 passing touchdowns this year. They're very susceptible to the run. I'm excited for this one. We're going to do this a little more interactive today as well. So if you guys got any questions, throw them up in the chat and we'll try to get to those as well. I am really curious to see, given the injury to Michael Dieter and the fact that he's on IR, who Miami is going to be able to, or if Miami's going to be able to move the ball today. Yeah, Andrew Luck is out for the Colts, Scummy. He's on like lifetime IR today. No, guys, I want to know what your score predictions are for this game. I mean, there's a lot that I like in this one. I'm very curious to see who ends up inactive amongst the wide receiver group. I know last week we saw Albert Wilson and Preston Williams inactive. I wouldn't be shocked to see the same situation today. The Colts have almost no pass rush to speak of, although getting Darius back will help. Thank you, Scott. Definitely, yes, please click that like button for us. 27-14 Fins. That's pretty close to mine, Cap. That's pretty close to mine. I'll give mine out here shortly. Like I said, this is probably going to be an abbreviated episode just because Cat is not going to be joining us today. We'll get Cat back next week after the Tampa game. Can't wait to get the man back. 17-10 Dolphins, Rudy. I can get behind that. I just think this is a team that, given Miami's lack of injuries, Jacoby Brissett probably has a little vengeance to get out on the Colts here. Miami should be able to really drive forward on this game. 30-10. That's a big one. But, yeah, given the Colts' issues on the offensive line with Braden Smith and Quentin Nelson out, Miami should be able to get to the quarterback early and often today. They are not great in the passing game right now, in my opinion. There's a lot of low completion percentages across the receiver group. And then Miami should be able to open it up. The big thing that I am going to keep an eye on in this game, though, is – at the running back room. I know I know that Jonathan Taylor is a little bit banged up. So we might see a little bit more Nyheim Hines, who can be very explosive with the ball in his hands. And that's the guy that the Colts really need to get involved. But in honesty, I don't see them being great against the run. Miami's got to stop getting away from the run game. It's the Dolphins have, like last week where they were averaging almost 5 yards a carry with the running back room and they got away from it. We need to see the coaching have a better game plan in this one. What did Scummy say here? Yes, absolutely. When we started taking deep shots last week, that's when the game really opened up for the Dolphins. And you've got too many receivers. You've got Mike Gesicki. You've got the guys that can get open deep. And with their secondary right now being banged up like they are, like I said, Rocky Sin is out in this game. Who else? TJ Carey was placed on injured reserve. And maybe Bo Pete Keys plays. And if you haven't heard of Bo Pete Keys, I don't blame you. That gives you an idea of how torn up they are in this game. We need to see Jalen Waddle average a few more yards per pass in this game, though. Yes, I would love to see Ahmed out there in the slot, Scummy. When Miami did that in the preseason, it was amazing. And Martina, I couldn't agree with you more. The fact that Jalen Waddle was being so underutilized and Jacoby Brissett has the shortest yards per attempt in the NFL right now amongst, you know, quarterbacks to qualify tells you something that Miami needs to fix on offense. We're not quite in must-win mode yet, Joe, but this is going to be a devastating one if Miami cannot get it done. This is a team that wasn't good before all the injuries, and then they're not super deep at the moment either. So, Joe, I wouldn't say must-win mode, but, yeah, no, like, this is a game, given the fact of what Miami has, if you start opening it up deep, you can start getting Myles Gaskin, you can start getting Malcolm Brown into favorable matchups in the running game, and that should be a fun thing to watch. I would love to see Emmanuel – I can't wait to watch Emmanuel Agba against Julian Davenport in some old Dolphin news here. It's Davenport. I cannot see him being able to block Emmanuel Agba. I think Christian Wilkins is going to get some pressure up the gut as well as Zach Sealer. And that's going to force a gimpy Carson Wentz, who I believe was playing on two sprained ankles last week, into some bad decisions and bad movement. And really, if you can get him off his spot, I see Miami continuing their turnover streak today, which is crazy. And when you look at the second place team as far as turnover streaks, they're still in the single digits, I believe. And Miami could be going for number 27 in a row today. I hope we get a few sacks today. I hope Jalen Phillips gets in there. He did get close a few times last week. They're running some very odd stunts with him, though, when they put him in there. Ones that really you're not going to get the sack unless you manage to make Wentz hold the ball for far too long, which Wentz will get rid of the ball. So you can't run that crazy of stunts today. I want to see a few more blitzes up the middle, though. I want to see Jerome Baker stay in the middle of this defense and stop putting him to the boundary. If I was scheming an offense against this team and I saw Miami putting Jerome Baker on the boundary last week against a running back, I'd be putting Nyheim Hines out there all day and watching Jerome Baker go out there. So hopefully Miami's defensive coordinator has a little bit better handle on this today to keep Jerome Baker in the middle of this defense. But let's get a couple questions out there. I do agree, Tank. We do need to run the ball. We haven't been doing that as well as we should be lately. And yeah, no, Scummy. So I'm fine with a hybrid coverage scheme. I'm fine with having some zone mixed in, but in all honesty, you should have X and Byron play almost exclusively man. Hey, what's up, Mob? So mix it up a little bit, put them in man and maybe one or two others. Normally a one-on-one matchup is something you plan to win, but not against the corners that Miami has. Absolutely, Giancarlo's. Miami's coordinators and scheme have been beating themselves. It's actually funny you mentioned that, because most of our listeners know I coach youth football. I've got two teams, 9U and 7U, and I looked at my offensive coordinator after the game last week, who's also a Dolphins fan, and I told him, I said, if I ever saw you with our back in the end zone run that play that Miami ran on the goal line, and I realize this is 9U and 7U, I would tell you to go sit with my wife or somebody over in the stands and just you're done for the day. Like, it's just one of those things where it's mind-boggling at an NFL level that the coordinators made that call. Jacoby Brissett didn't check out of that call. Jacoby Brissett didn't spot that the corner didn't bite. Jacoby Brissett still threw the ball. Like, it's just baffling. Martina, I think it's some bad scheme calls with Miami's third down defense. It's and the lack of pass rush with the way that they've been making these scheme calls has not helped, because I don't care how good your corners are, if they're being asked to cover for 5 seconds, you're gonna get somebody open. If you're setting up your own mismatches and taking your middle linebacker out of the middle of your defense, it's you can move your outside linebackers around, but if you've got a true middle linebacker, you keep them in the middle of your defense at almost 99% of the time. And there were too many plays where I saw him outside of it. Absolutely scummy. I would love to see Miami go with a hurry up offense, take some shots down the field in this one, and also be able to run the ball and hit him with the screen game. With Kwity Paye out, you're going to be able to possibly do some things to that side of the field.
I think what's his face there? Blanking on the name. Kamoko Ture is going to be starting in place of Kwity Paye for this one.
Christopher, I would be fine with single high. I like the single high defense. I really, really, really have been impressed with how Brandon Jones has been coming on. And I like the idea of moving Javon Holland all over the field. Javon Holland's somebody that can make some plays happen, especially if you don't know where to expect him from. And I like that Brandon Jones blitz last week, because you can basically have Brandon be potentially your single high and then flip and have Javon Holland go up there and blitz Brandon Jones. There was a thing Miami did with Bobby McCain last year, which I know not everybody's a Bobby McCain fan, but where they'd have Bobby come up almost to the line of scrimmage, and then he would drop back to that single high using his speed. And there were a lot of times where Miami made some great defensive stops last year off that very same schematic look. And you've got a couple of guys that can do that on this defense. Now, I don't want to see Justin Coleman out there. I'd rather see Nick Needham today. But that's my own personal opinion. I just feel like every time I see Justin Coleman, he's making a bad play, missing a tackle, etc. Watson just landed in South. Jesus Christ. I don't want to talk about Watson today. Let's just see where we get with things. The Watson thing, that's a setup to be a nightmare at the moment. It really, truly is. I know there's a lot of rumor that the Texans have softened on their demands. It's a scary prospect. Let's just talk about it. I really want to mostly talk to the Dolphins game today against the Colts, but let's talk about the Watson thing. There is so much with this that now Watson is probably arguably in the top three conversation in the AFC as far as quarterbacks go. He's a top five quarterback in the NFL. There's no questioning his talent and his ability and what he was able to do with less at times in Houston. And if you put him in with this receiving core, it could be absolutely lethal. Miami becomes a Super Bowl contender immediately. The problem with that is, for one, Steven, you know, the fact that they had high character guys. You've got a guy with, 22, 23 assault cases out there. Even if he doesn't get convicted, the NFL's policy now does not fully mean that you have to get convicted. It's just what
It's if you tarnish the image of the NFL and you don't get convicted in a court of law, you can still end up getting suspended and for a long, long time by the NFL itself. And this is a ticking time bomb that's hanging over Watson's head. I don't see this being something that does well for the Dolphins, especially if he ends up having to miss, you know, potentially 2 years, potentially a year. I mean, in a full year into next season. So he won't be able to get his rapport with the team. And are you going to play Jacoby Brissett for a year and a half? I don't know. It's a scary, scary thing. And honestly, Scummy, it's you have to basically take that free agency O-line and make sure you lock them up for several years at that point. Yeah, Mike, exactly. Lots of models in South Beach. And I would place – I have no problem putting Sinet in if – I like that question, Cap. Let's get back to the Colts game. But that said, I mean, I do like Watson. If he's able to get cleared and he doesn't get suspended, he's obviously an upgrade. I mean, it's – I like Tua. Tua's got potential, but Watson's already there. And it's a no-brainer at that point. Yeah, if Jacoby struggles in the first half, I would flirt with the idea of playing Sinet. I'd give Jacoby the chance as a veteran to come out of halftime and see if he can start it up in the third quarter, but I wouldn't be opposed to making a change to Sinet somewhere in the third if Jacoby is truly struggling. This is a chance to see what we've got in Sinet. I know he looked good in that last preseason game. I know he's got a rapport with most of the receivers on this team from the preseason. I'd be curious to see how that goes. I mean, Brissett, a lot of his struggles so far this year haven't been truly on him. It's as we've talked about on the show, as we've talked about in the chat here, a lot of his struggles have truly, truly been schematic. He's done a good job of escaping the rush. He's put the ball on receivers downfield. I'd almost argue he's more accurate downfield than he is in the short game. And he has made some good plays with his feet. He takes off at the right time. So let's see how it goes with him today. But I would not be opposed to making the change to Sinet if need be. Rudy, I feel you. I know there's some absolutely toxic things out there. We try to be honest and objective. And I appreciate the amount of feedback that we've gotten on that. The fact that, you know, we don't try to yell and scream and make a scene about things. But in reality, like, I would hope that if Miami does make a move here, they check all the boxes and don't get raked over the coals. It's Houston's got a few from Miami's trades so far. Unless if Miami's able to make one that's an absolute low risk steal, let's do it. And see where we get to. But guys, let's keep it polite with each other in the chat here. We can disagree, but it is what it is. So absolutely, Randy. He does need to see it to deliver it, and maybe that's why I've liked what I've seen from him on the deep passes. But I'm with you on that. And Jean Carlos, he might be terrible. He absolutely might be. But this is only a scenario where if Jacoby Brissett is falling apart in this game. If Jacoby Brissett's falling apart, it's worth a stab to see what you've got at that point. Sleepy, we're not giving up on Tua. It's we like Tua and we like his potential here. It's a situation where, you know, you've got to do all the due diligence. There's not a single right or wrong answer right now with it. Like I said, Deshaun Watson is a top five quarterback if he's allowed to play. It's as simple as that. And I agree with you, Tank. Until he's on this team, it is what it is. So I agree, Irving, but you still have to take into account that this is hanging over his head. You have to take into account that you might be without him if you trade for him. So anyhow, let's get back to the Colts game. For me, I don't see this being one that the Colts can win unless Miami absolutely implodes. This is not a team that's positioned for a win here. Their passing game is not great. What's up, Axe? What's up, Jalen? and their running game, Jonathan Taylor's a little hampered right now, and it will hinge for them on their running game on, for one, the fact that they're down an all-pro left guard and they're starting right tackle. And Miami does have a good D-line that can get it done, especially on a hampered offensive line here. I don't see this being one that the Colts can win unless Miami beats themselves. And with our coordinators, that is a possibility. But hopefully Miami runs the ball and takes some deep shots early to open everything up. And this is one that we see Miami pull out. For me, I've got the Dolphins winning 27-13 in this one. I'm actually going to, for a bold prediction, I do think Miami gets a defensive touchdown in this one. And, yeah, so, guys, we will be back later tonight. It will probably be just me. I've got a couple of guys that may pop on and join. We'll see how that goes. Have a great time during the game today. Hopefully we're all happy. Eat some great food and make sure you guys like and subscribe. Attention, listeners across the galaxy, all the way from Australia to Houston. Do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet with the Performance Package 4.0. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code FANSIDED20. First scheduled for liftoff, the new Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. This spaceship is here to guide you on a journey to trim your body, balls, butt, and even Uranus. This fourth generation trimmer also features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch, and can engage a travel lock, and it's even waterproof. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker. It's like having a little astronaut to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. For a clean Trinity and beyond, your Spaceballs will thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.